This is another poem called about drought, called Drought. The approach to the dryness is from a little different angle here. Simply a series of fairly specific and rather exaggerated images. Drought. Nobody wears clothes anymore. Not even the local virgin scarecrow. The mannequins in all the storefronts have dropped their drawers like so many hot potatoes. One goat and three medium-sized children have so far disappeared down a split in the ground behind the Champlin station. Between two upright posts, a length of number 9 wire whines like a Baptist prayer in a depraved wind. Ham and eggs for half price, fresh off the cement grill in front of Rocky's Cafe. For one thin dime, you can earn the privilege of watching Roy Duncan start a fire with his fingers. Boll weevils gather like flies wherever Vernon Ryan elects to spit. Even the preacher's mistress has given up the show. Her high heels arrested in the pitch of the pavement, her lipstick running like choke cherry down the cleft of her chin. It's no use. Hell has moved her headquarters into southeastern Nebraska. Far into the night, the last of the dogs keeps everyone in town awake with its decision not to bark.